when it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.
Hey, welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Nathan Imboden, host of the Central Pennsylvania Shrimp Tank. And today we are starting a special series. We're calling it our Business Enhancement Series or Special. And what we're trying to do here is bring you topical ideas and content from experts here in our area that really are designed to help you enhance your business and just learn more about things that you can do to enhance your business. So today we have Maureen Williams, who is the founder of Monarch Media Solutions. And we're channeling our inner Shakespeare today. Maureen, I'll give you a little credit because you came up with this title. But we're calling today the idea of marketing and advertising to cut or not to cut. The question, right? So for all of these episodes, if you're tuning in and you haven't checked us out yet, go to our Facebook page, click that like button, click that follow button so you can stay up to date on all these episodes. If you like what we're doing, please share our content. We're trying to push this message of entrepreneurship and small business ownership all around Central Pennsylvania to as many people as we can. And here we're trying to help, again, enhance the value of what you can do to grow your business, develop your business, and learn tips from some of our experts. So drop some comments below if you have any specific marketing questions. Maureen, we didn't really talk about this, but some specific questions. We might not see it in the live, but there's things that we can address in the comments afterwards or get back to people with if there are things you're thinking about. So without further ado, Maureen, let me bring you on. Why don't you say hello, introduce yourself, give us a little bit of your background, and then we'll get into our content.
Sure. Hey, thank you, Nathan. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, we've talked about possibly doing this over the last couple of years, and I'm just so excited. So I'll probably talk really fast or like some of our words. I kind of talk in exclamation points a lot, so you know, feel free to slow me down a little bit. You know, thanks for the intro. Yes, I am the founder of Monarch Media Solutions. Simply put, we're an advertising agency that focuses just on the media buying, not the creative. We take that beautifully crafted and created message, and then we find the best places to put those messages to drive business to the customers. So, you know, I got into this, you know, I'd been in retail for many, many years that brought me out to this area back in the mid 90s from Pittsburgh. And I thought retail was my life, and then life changed. So at that time, I like pivoted and went and decided I got into media sales. So I did that for a few years. And in 2004, I decided to get into media buying so that I could help my clients with the whole picture. You know, I was able to sell them cable, sell them broadcast TV advertising, but I couldn't help them with all of the pieces that were going to make their businesses successful. So I got into media buying, and after 8 years, I had been working at a full service agency right prior to starting my own business. In 2012, I literally had an epiphany. I call myself an accidental entrepreneur. I think I need to coin that somehow. I'm an accidental entrepreneur. I literally formed my business on an epiphany and said, you know what? I need to be able to help businesses and my customers who become family to me. I need to be able to help them in the best way I can. And I couldn't do that otherwise. So yeah, so in 2012, I started my business, and now, you know, going on 9 years in July, it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's talk about I'll try to say this correctly, the mediums of the media buying that you're doing. What all types of media are you able to buy for clients that you're working with?
If there's a way to get an advertisement in or on something, I can buy it.
Okay.
So put together campaigns, full integrated advertising campaigns and strategies include everything from your traditional media. I say traditional in the sense that it's the foundation, like your television, broadcast cable television. On the over-the-top television is like the new TV, your streaming videos, radio, streaming radio, transit, digital media, social media, shopping carts. If you know, like wherever you need to be, carrier pigeon has not been cornered yet, but you know, so anywhere where we can find an opportunity where our clients, potential consumers, like wherever their customers are watching or feeling or touching advertising billboards, I'm sure I've forgotten several of the things that we do. Street teams, if we want to put together an integrated campaign, doing geofencing and transit with a street team, like we'll do it. Anything at all that we can do.
Pretty cool. Well, you might be onto a new niche as well. And I know the buzzword back, I think in the 90s and early 2000s, when the tech boom was going off, was being the first to market, which didn't really mean anything because you couldn't, they weren't making any money. They just wanted to be first to market. But there is something to be said about being first to market. So in the carrier pigeon marketing world, maybe you could be first to market and then own that space. I don't know.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll talk about that offline.
Why not? You know, just can you see the little carrier pigeons with a little butterfly monarch? I'll be hey, there's, you know, we actually can do advertising on Uber cars. That's what's so super cool about how media shifts. And I don't want to get in those weeds, but we did a research and put together a campaign for a new client who's a national client. And we were trying to figure out how to reach them best in Minneapolis. And so we actually were targeting hotel and tech summits and all of these things. We set up to do an Uber herd. It was like a flash mob of Uber drivers. Like you put a wrap on them. It's super cool what you can do today.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's dive into this topic. And the broad topic we're talking about is essentially marketing and to cut or not to cut. And I know there's been kind of the wide array of, I'd say, business success or challenges here since the pandemic started, particularly here in Pennsylvania, where we deal with a different level of shutdown than certain areas in the country. But you know, there's still some uncertainty out there. Now we have a new administration coming in and we're not quite sure what the agenda is going to be and what the impact of that's going to be. There's just some uncertainty in general. And so what's your general advice for people in general where they're sitting back thinking, all right, marketing tends to be one of the first things that gets cut from a budget because sometimes it's hard to quantify the dollars that it's actually bringing in. And so they see that as a line item and think, okay, well, we'll take our foot off the gas and be conservative. I tend to think a little bit more contrarian in that respect. But you also have to be able to do it, have the money to be able to do it. So give some of your feedback or thoughts on how you make that decision, how you balance that. Do you think it's a good strategy to, if you have the ability, put the pedal to the metal and go full force? Or in general, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you just hit the nail on the head a couple of times and said about it being the first thing, the first line item. You know, like I've had clients over the years where they go, oh, you know, we've got to cut expenses. And they put their advertising as an expense where that's not where it should fall, you know, because it actually can be an investment in their future, an investment in their business. Ford was quoted, whether it's him or not, I don't know, because he's not around to validate it. But one of my favorite quotes is the statement that says, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Hmm. So if you think about it, you know, like, you think, okay, I'm going to stop advertising so I can save money.
Right.
Sense, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. Yeah. So, you know, and if I can share a story, when you talk about the change in the environment and the climate and the impact of COVID, I had a client celebrating their 50th year last year. Of course, March was their big launch of their campaign. This was a local client, excuse me, and the president, who I dealt more with the marketing director than I did the president, but she actually kind of stuck her you know, input here and said, I think we need to cut our advertising. I think we need to stop. We don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have to close. It was a financial institution. They have to close their branch. You know, they can't have advertising. They don't know what to do. And all of the research we did, based on every time in history, from the Depression era, from World War II, from the inflation or the recession that we had in most recently in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, all in that frame. In every case, businesses who stayed the course and kept their advertising and their brand relevant, they were the ones who recovered more quickly. So I said, you know, please be patient and please trust in me. History is showing this pandemic is not like anything else anybody's experienced, because we're all in it together, literally, not to coin that phrase. But I said, please just bear with me. I will cut your advertising at the end of the year. Please stay the course now. And you want to know what the result was?
I would love to.
I just found out that they had increases in loans, and they actually wound up with an increase over 5% in the net profits for the year for staying awesome. The course. And this is without having any branches open.
Yeah, awesome.
This is all during COVID.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
Well, and it brings up, and I don't know if we'll necessarily get into this into a ton of detail right now, but the idea of marketing, and I think a lot of people have a very short-term vision around marketing. And when you talk about marketing and branding especially, they're two separate things. And really, either of them could end up being a long-term play, because you could be planting seeds today or for the next quarter that might not pay dividends for another year or another 18 months, and you just don't know. So to your point about staying the course, being consistent, staying relevant, staying in front of people, that's the best thing to do. But what's your advice for places that, I don't want to say need to cut things down, but what if there is a crunch where it, you know, revenue's down 40%? Well, what are you supposed to do? I'd love to keep spending all this money, but we are in a cash crunch. And so how do we balance maybe prioritizing or ways to do that? I would assume one of the answers is, well, that's why Monarch was built, was to able to provide counsel and guidance on that. But what, how do you figure out what's the best way to then maximize your dollars if you do have to cut?
Well, I mean, what we wound up doing initially, and this is one of the things, you know, as part of my goal in helping the business community right now, is like, I help businesses be successful. I want to help them grow, even in the craziest of times. One of the things we offer, the Monarch Media is offering free education and free media analysis.
Okay.
So the beginning of our process. So like, we do a media analysis to try to uncover like unnecessary spending.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we find some advertising dollars wasted, whether it's from duplication of audiences or a media that's not necessarily reaching the proper audience, you know, we can find a more efficient and effective advertising venue.
Yes.
So we do this analysis of all the media to, you know, my software to put together a recommendation. And for example, I had a client a few years back. Now we're talking, this was one of my very first clients who came to me specifically and said, I need to cut 20% of my budget. I want to cut it. So they gave me what they had been spending. I did a full analysis. I found that who they were trying to reach did not match with what they were buying. And so when I put it all together, not only did I just take, they had just radio and newspapers, what they gave me. Now they were trying to reach women 25 to 49. And let's face it, women are not reading newspaper. In fact, this day, not many people are reading it.
Right.
In hand anyway.
Yeah.
So what I found was I could still keep them or for whatever offers, but cut it way back without affecting negatively the effectiveness.
Yeah.
And I added television, I added production, I added a Google AdWords campaign, I kept them on four radio stations. They had all of these things. I gave them an increase of efficiency, mm-hmm. and then I cut their budget 27%, not just 20%. I cut it 27% and added more to it, made it more robust. Yeah. So that's the process. Like, that's how we help them figure out if they, if I ever hear any business say, I've got to cut my advertising.
Right.
Thing I do is go, ooh, maybe you don't need to cut it off entirely. Let me take a look. Let me see what you find issue.
Yeah, and you probably bring up a separate point in that if, and this isn't, it's not bulletproof, it's not a foolproof theory, but if your advertising and marketing is done right, if you're doing the right research, the right strategy, should be paying dividends. So oftentimes my guess is when people are saying that, it's because they're not getting the results they should be for those dollars, which just means it's being mismanaged or misallocated and not being utilized the best. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair. That's because, you know, a lot of times businesses will think, you know, I go back to when I sold advertising, when I would sell television, like they say, oh, I can't afford television. I'm like, well, how do you know that? Now, what I can tell, they may need to cut, but they don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
So, same in your industry too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So talk about during the pandemic, everybody's home and, you know, life changed. I know social media stuff picked up like you wouldn't believe, virtual, Zoom we're using mm-hmm. now, but how has advertising changed during the pandemic to the audiences that you're trying to target?
Well, there's been a, huge, obviously, increase in media usage for television, streaming television, like over the top. Are you familiar with the term OTT?
Yeah, yeah.
Over the top viewing, which is like the cord cutters, the people who are viewing through streaming devices and
right, yep,
and such. So like the usage, like television viewing as a whole became more of a family experience again, where people are now using multiple devices. So like if you picture a family gathering in their family room, right? You've got the wife on her tablet, the husband on his iPhone, the kids on their laptops, and the television's on. And so like you've got all these sources of screens that are out there. So the consumer is using so much more media than they ever have. But digital and video, streaming, as far as like audio, the streaming podcasts increased hugely, as well as the streaming audio on like Pandora and Spotify, both venues that we can insert our clients' ads in by chance. So, you know, that type of usage was impacted in a positive way. The media that was impacted in a negative way was obviously cinema advertising, because the cinema shut down, right? We have a lot of clients that would use that. Radio, terrestrial radio. They initially saw an increase because people tuned them. They know our local hosts, so they tune into them, even if it's streaming radio.
Yeah.
But like the subscription-based radio increased, terrestrial did not. Transit was affected negatively. Billboards were affected negatively. Anything to do with the travel and industry venues, such as airport advertising, all of those were affected negatively. We're seeing a pickup again. Like locally, our traffic in this market is back to where it was before April. But clearly it was a challenge for the media and for us to find the best places.
Yeah. So what about traditional? And I know maybe I'm one person, so I'm not necessarily the masses. But I've gone back to, I'll call it old school in a lot of things. I've gotten back into picking up an actual book rather than swiping on a Kindle, print advertising. We've gone back to that in our business a little bit because I think there is still something to be said about it's so easy. And I know too, I get inundated with emails and there might be stuff in there, a few emails that I'd really be interested in from possibly solicitations or marketing, but because I've got 150 things that I could care less about, they all get deleted. So is there a surge starting again in traditional, more traditional based like print advertising, or what are those trends looking like?
In the print world, what we're seeing more of, you know, like where the lifestyle publications, the business trade journals, a lot more of those, and those that have the online as well. Like, so we're not just buying print only, like you package it in with the digital components too.
Yeah.
So, like the general newspaper advertising, like the old broadsheet newspapers, like the Patriot or the Sentinel, we're not seeing an increase in there, and they're suffering a lot. I did not even mention them. I kind of forget altogether, but there, but there is no bad media. If clientele is a 55 plus person, like we just did a campaign actually that was for statewide support of the SNAP program, and we were targeting elderly, lower income adults. And so we found the weekly papers, the free weekly papers, like the Savings Guides and the, you know, the Daily Americans out there, you know, like all of those kind of free weeklies were a great place for our client. We had like a big success. So that kind of, there is that kind of a, an increase in that media.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So what have you seen that you, you said you offer, and I want to talk a little bit then specifically about what you guys could do to help. And because I think that's one area, there's some tips that we can give people. But a lot of times the idea of you don't know what you don't know until an expert tells you what you don't know.
And, right.
And so when you're going through your digital analysis to look at what people are doing, what are some of the most common mistakes you're seeing in people's either advertising or marketing strategies?
Oh my gosh. I would say there's probably like, I can say there's like five specifically that come to my mind. The one that I see a lot are when businesses, they buy because it's something that they like. So, you know, you say you're only one person. Well, a lot of times business owners or marketing directors buy not for what they're trying to bring into them. Like if they're trying to reach a consumer of a certain demographic, they're advertising what they like. Like if I was trying to reach men, obviously I'm not going to have the same tastes as what a male audience is going to have. So that's one of the key things, is not trying, is trying to buy based on your own particular tastes and not the person you're trying to bring into your business.
Yep.
Another one is buying ritualistically. And what I mean by that is doing it because we've always done it that way. We've always bought this. Well, you know what? Things change. You can't always buy the same way and expect the same result. So you have to be open to changing based on what the trends are today. And we're constantly like bombarded with what the new things are, you know, what's new in Nielsen and what's new in Kantar, you know, like all the researches. So that's really a big part. Also business owners or marketing directors who are not able to say no.
Yeah.
I did a media analysis once for a business and she couldn't say no. For 50 years, her company never advertised, and all of a sudden she said yes to one person, and every media person came out of the woodwork and they were like, please, 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 my station's number one, my whatever. And she said yes to everybody.
Yeah.
So before she knew it, she was spending five times more than she needed to and had all this duplication, and everything was just a mess.
Yeah.
So we helped her bring it back. I cut it like 50% and made it more effective for her. So that's a real big one, not being able to say no.
Yeah.
What was the other one? I said five. Putting all your eggs in one basket. Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of my big, big ones. Businesses who just say, I can only do this. Like, so they'll put all their advertising in one media outlet. not allowing for the power that multiple media bring to the table, the synergy created. You've got a definite synergy. If I'm seeing it on the road and the billboard and I'm listening to the radio in my car and I hear your ad, or I go home and watch the news, or I watch ESPN football and I see your ad there, the synergy of the multiple media touches makes it more effective than if you have everything in one place.
Yeah.
And then not investing for growth. That would be my people who say, okay, I want to increase sales 10%. And then they cut their budget by 20%.
So, right.
How does that make sense?
Magic, the power of magic.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, good lessons to learn, very much so. And I think for me, a good takeaway is, particularly you, how you can help have businesses, because you're talking about being able to do a holistic look at what you're doing. Because oftentimes it's not necessarily, we talked about this earlier, I need to cut, but maybe it's I'm spending the wrong way. Yeah, maybe there is a cut because it has to happen, but maybe you need to read how you're spending those dollars to maximize for you. So let's talk a little bit maybe about you. I'll give you a chance to do some shameless plugging for Monarch. So what does an engagement typically look like for somebody comes in? Let's say the shrimp tank comes to you and says, hey, we want to figure out what we need to do to get started. What does that look like from a kind of entry level standpoint, and then maybe general costs associated with engaging in a relationship?
Well, I can tell you the costs for what I do are a little bit unique in that I work on commission based on what we place for the media, although okay. We do have, you know, my process of doing a media analysis does have value, as we place a lot of time in research, non-media related, and that, so that our analysis can cost anywhere between $500 and upwards of over $1,000, depending on how many markets we have to dig into. So say Shrimp Tank, Nathan at Shrimp Tank comes to me and, hey, Maureen, my advertising, I just don't know what's working. I know half of it's working. I just don't know which half. I think John said that one. So yeah, you know, like I'd say, okay, Nathan, do me a favor. Let's sit down, gather all of your advertising invoices or your plans that you have. Let us do an analysis. The process might take a week. It might take 2 weeks. It might take a day. Depends again on the level. Because we can do locally as well as regionally, it's statewide or nationally. Doesn't matter what market we do an analysis for or where our clients come from. But for the sake of here, we're looking local. So we would take a look at all of your either past invoice for a typical advertising month. We would make a determination based on what our software is showing us as to what the efficiencies are. And then we would put together a recommendation. Okay. Now, at this point, if somebody wanted to just engage us doing that, that's fine. We can put the recommendation together and say, here, Mr. Advertiser, here, Nathan, here's what we recommend would be a more efficient, more effective campaign. We'll make all your media buying easy for you.
Yeah.
Here you go. And then you can institute yourself. You know, that would be fine too. But nine times out of 10 times, we can find at least a 15 to 30% savings, or make it more effective by 15 to 30%. So, you know, if we don't do any more than that, we shake hands and we become friends and I've seen be successful and whatever. So, but that's the initial engagement, is just letting us help by taking a look at what you've done and help formulating a strategy to use integrated media approaches and make it more effective in the future.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'm just like, cause one other thought.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Just as a thought, there's two things, and maybe you can guess what they are. There's two things every business owner wants more of and doesn't have enough of. Do you know what those two things are?
Well, one would certainly be time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the second one would be. I could think of a few things. Money.
That would be it. That would be it. You want more money. They want, a business owner wants more money and they want more time. Well, the best way that we can help them, because we come of value to help a business in different ways, whether it's through the analytics side, whether it's through the time we can save them. Because a business owner and a marketing director, for example, I work with, you know, all of those. They, once you advertise, you are bombarded with multiple media outlets trying to get you to buy their product. The time that it takes them to have all of the meetings, all of the phone calls, all the proposals, that's time that you cannot get back, right? Yeah. You can focus on running your business if you're spending your day on the meetings with the media outlets. So we take all of that off of their plate. We become the single funnel for all the media people to go to. We become an extension of your business. So I would be part of the shrimp tank. I would be working side by side with you, Nathan, or whomever you design, you know, designed to do that. I would be working for you on your behalf and negotiating with every media outlet. So you're out busy running your business.
Yeah.
And yeah. You're not spending your time. And plus, I can save you money because a lot of businesses get to a point where they've grown large enough and they may not want to the money for a salary for an in-house media person. Mm-hmm. So I become that person and I'm not on their payroll. I'm paying my money through the media that we place and the commissions through the media.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how we can save them time and money.
So do you have a target, I'll call it a target marketing, but if somebody's trying to think, all right, maybe I'm either not doing anything or I'm doing something, but I don't know if I'm spending the right amount. I know it's going to be different for every business. Every business is unique, but is there a certain amount that you can't really do anything if you're not at least spending X on media buying I don't know if you look at it monthly or if you look at it on an annual basis.
Great question. You must do this a lot. Hey, kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, right.
I use as my starting point for most of the businesses that I know we can make a difference in. If their advertising is, I want to say, and I'm getting out my old dusty calculator. If they're spending anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a month or like $100,000 a year in their marketing and advertising, I know those are people who are using multiple channels, I would hope, and they really could benefit from having it analyzed and reviewed to make sure that the right media is in the place. I've had customers actually who I've helped that are spending $50,000 a year, but I knew that going into it by doing an analysis, by learning their business, knowing they have a growth mindset is a big part of it too.
Yeah.
And being able to invest. I mean, taking advantage of some of the opportunities that the PPP funds and the different grants that are being put out there for businesses, those are opportunities for businesses to utilize it to grow.
Yeah.
So if you're spending maybe $50,000 now, if what I do, you know, I've been doing this for over 16 years. I was like, how many years? 16 total I've been doing media buying. And so, you know, by utilizing what I'm doing, and if I'm doing it right, grow, and I'm going to help them grow. So if they're spending $50,000 today, then a year they should be at the point. Each industry has a percentile that they take. Furniture stores, for example, they might be spending 13% of their profits towards advertising, while a medical facility might spend 3% because it's a higher dollar volume. So like it's based on a percentile or a percentage of profits, but in a lot of cases, we're starting someplace. Like you said, yeah. where is the sweet spot? But we work with clients who are spending $500,000 and more. That's my sweet spot. So, yeah. You know, people.
Yeah, right. I like it.
So yeah, but that, okay. That would be where we could start from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so for folks who have been tuning in and hearing what you have to say that are thinking, you know what, this sounds great, at least as a starting point. I don't know how well all this is working for me right now. And they want to engage with you guys. what's the best way for them to find out about you, learn about you, get in contact with you, whatever it might be?
Well, I would say that a lot of your viewers who are viewing live on Facebook, you can just type in Monarch Media Solutions, and I do have a Facebook page there. It's not a huge page. LinkedIn, I utilize LinkedIn a lot for my personal, so it would be type in Maureen Williams, not Maureen Royer, because I was Royer for many years. But I think Maureen Williams is how it will come up. On my LinkedIn, I've also written some articles that I've put on there that talk a lot about these helpful tips on what to do, you know, like diversification. It's not just for financial planning, you know. Those are on my website. I have a whole bunch of blogs on monarchmediasolutions.com.
And I think you said people, that you offer the complimentary analysis to people who are coming in right off the bat. So if anybody that's watching now is interested in taking advantage of that, get in touch with her. If you want to drop in the comments below, then somebody can reach out to you. From Monarch can reach out to you. Maureen probably would be the one to do that or contact you. But I really appreciate you coming on and providing some of this information to folks. I know, you know, we didn't stop, and it certainly helped us in both our wealth management firm and the Shrimp Tank in keeping our visibility up. And it takes a level of commitment and forward thinking to kind of fight through that when the going gets tough, if you will. But you're spot on when you stay focused and continue to work and continue to stay consistent. That's when the results really, really pay off. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing that. And those of you who are tuning in, check out Monarch Media Solutions. Maureen is an unbelievable resource, has been doing this for years, is an expert. That's why we brought her on. And if you have questions, please reach out to her. Feel free to take advantage of the offer that she's put out there. And if you're serious, please look at hiring them, because I know they'd be able to find areas where you're not spending properly and can reallocate and help you grow beyond what you're probably thinking you could do right now. So again, Maureen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Taking the time to be on here, our first ever episode in this special series we're going to be doing. So thanks for leading it off well. And everybody at home, we're probably going to do another one of these in a few weeks. I think we're going to look at doing these once a month. So we're getting a schedule set up. So stay tuned. But again, if you have any suggestions on topics you'd like us to cover, put those in the comments below. Reach out to us and let us know. We want to make sure we're providing things that are relevant to you as well. So if you have ideas, let us know. And with that, Maureen, great seeing you. Thanks for coming in. See you, everybody at home. And we'll see you next week on another episode of the Central Day Shrimp Tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Want to put it all together, this is big things. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell in my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. We'll be right back.